Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar, associate director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday of Advent. The readings are from Cycle B.
The Catholic faith is riddled with contradictions. There are many things about Catholicism that seem paradoxical. Contradictions are part of the Catholic life. Things like needing to die in order to live, suffering in order to rejoice, being lowly and humble in order to be exalted. Contradictions. Catholicism is full of them. One contradiction that informed the season of Advent is that of preparation. The contradiction that reigns over this season is preparation itself. In our reading from the prophet Isaiah, we are instructed to straighten the highways, to fill every pothole, to weed the gardens, to trim the hedges. The Lord is coming. The Lord is near. In our second reading, the Apostle Peter comforts us, saying that the Lord will come, and he will come perfectly on time. It may seem like a delay. It may seem that the Lord is procrastinating. But the Lord never delays. He comes perfectly on time. And in today's gospel, the Baptist cries that that is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. He tells the people of God that their Messiah is soon to come, that their time of waiting is soon at an end. Their perseverance, their patience will soon be rewarded. The Messiah is near. The Messiah is coming. And all the while, the readings are reminding us to be patient, to persevere, to continually prepare our minds and hearts and souls for the coming of the Lord, to prepare ourselves spiritually to receive the Lord when he comes to us. So where's the contradiction? The contradiction is that Advent prepares us for someone who is already here. The prayers we say at Mass, the devotionals that you would find in the Magnificat or Living Faith, they all speak about preparing the way of the Lord. But the Lord is already in our midst. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst, the Lord says. The contradiction is that we are preparing to welcome someone who has already arrived. So the question is, if whether or not we live and act and breathe and speak as though he were already among us, how are we preparing to visit with the one who is already here? Amidst the grogginess of our waking up, do we welcome Christ to another day? After class or between meetings, do we thank God? Do we thank the Lord for the ability to attend to our tasks before we fall asleep even? How often do we do an examination of conscience of our day and thank God for all that he has provided? Christ is already in our midst. How do we welcome him deeper and deeper into our lives? Or to put it another way, what parts of our life have we still to welcome Jesus into? Jesus was born, was raised in a typical, traditional Jewish family, had relatives, friends, had a job, had a ministry, and he died. Jesus claimed the entire human experience as his own. He had experienced practically everything the human race has experienced. Pain, sorrow, disappointment, heartbreak, but also laughter and joy, wonderment and thankfulness. Jesus has seen it and felt it all. Jesus had received practically every experience humanity has to offer. Thus, in our human experience, where is our Lord? Where is our God? Where is our Jesus in our own human experience? In the early hours of the morning, do we welcome him? When at work, or in the labs, or in the classroom, do we welcome him? While taking a drive, while on our bikes, while taking a walk, do we welcome him? At a party, having coffee with some friends, while on the phone with our family. Do we welcome him? At night, before our eyes close for the night, do we welcome him? The contradiction of Advent is that we are asked to prepare for someone who is already here. Jesus is already in our midst. All we need to do is welcome him. Our relationship with God is very much like any other. We reveal certain things to certain people, and only a few know what is in the deepest recesses of our hearts. What part of our lives are we unwilling to open up before the Lord? What vulnerabilities are we unable to offer? What hurts, what pains are we still to talk to Jesus about? What about those times of laughter and joy? Are we willing to thank God for all those moments as well? Are we willing to welcome him into our joy as well as our sorrow? When Jesus instituted the Eucharist and died on that fateful Friday, out of love, he gave us everything that he had. In love, then, he asks us for everything in return. As we come forward, my friends, to receive his everything from this altar, let us give thanks and offer everything back to him.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.